Moving on, Syrian government forces make fresh gains in their operations against foreign-backed insurgents. Army soldiers have seized control of the militants' last major stronghold in Yabrud. The Syrian army is now preparing for an offensive against last-held areas by the militants in the Qalamun Mountains, which is located on the Lebanese border. The security source in Damascus says that the army will launch operations south and northwest of Yabrud. The development comes after Syrian troops took full control of the strategic town, severing the militants' important supply lines. The Syrian army had the backing of fighters from the Lebanese Hezbollah movement. The advance on Yabrud is considered a major gain for the Syrian army, which has been engaged in a fierce war against foreign-backed insurgents for 3 years. Gordon Duff, editor at Veterans Today, joins us from Ohio to tell us what he thinks about this. Gordon Duff, at the rate that the Syrian army is going, it appears that the obviously opposition is going to retreat, and the gains are going to get to a point where the opposition perhaps is going to lose this war. Where do you see this going in terms of the Assad government versus the backers of these insurgents on the ground? What are the backers going to do now?
You know, this has turned into far more of a regional conflict than anyone had expected. The jihadists that were brought in by the Saudis and others, the thousands of them, are going to begin flooding home and actually be that the terrorist elements that people have long expected them to be. One of the big surprises of the war has been Hezbollah. Hezbollah had performed very well in the 2006 conflict against Israel. And right now, Hezbollah is turning into a trained, qualified army. And to that extent, it's a far more disciplined and it's a far more politically functional and more politically acceptable group. We've created a very strong relationship here across Iran, Syria, Hezbollah, stretching into Russia, into what will be half of the Ukraine. This is the regional expectation here, which was supposed to be turned into destabilization and really fascism and jihadism is heading the other direction. This is a very surprising turn against many and is going to have a serious effect when we finally get down to constructive talks about what happens to the Palestinians who are now being oppressed in Israel.
Quickly, if you can, we're looking at Lakhdar Brahimi, who has traveled to Iran to talk to officials here. At the same time, the fallout from the crisis in Ukraine, perhaps, if you can tell us, Gordon Duff, would it lead to Russia arming Assad more and therefore ultimately translate to a win situation on the ground to come sooner than later with the upcoming presidential elections in Syria? Do you foresee then that Assad has won the game?
Assad is very much one. There is no reason for Putin to want to play along with the United States and EU whatsoever after the horrific things that have been done in the Ukraine. We expect the Ukrainian people to increasingly side with Russia, more of the Ukraine. The Ukraine is one of the things we talked about a couple of weeks ago. The Ukraine's going to be divided. Half of the Ukraine is going to turn into a radical jihadist state, be it a fascist jihadist state, very anti-Russian. It's going to be very destabilizing. Toward that end, the Cold War is coming back. Toward that end, Hezbollah and Syria are going to be very much aligned with Russia. They're going to get higher quality armaments. There's going to be a more survivable situation, not only for Assad, but there's going to be a change in the balance of power throughout the region as Russia begins to take much of the stand that they had during the Cold War. Oddly enough, a stand that has the support of the majority of the American people.
Thank you so much for that. Gordon Duff, editor at Veterans Today. Thank you.